This morning on Wake Up With Hope, Pastor Mark Finley joins us to share a moving devotional.
Plus, we will have music and another inspiring Reflections of Hope episode. You're not going to want to miss it. Good morning, friends, and welcome to Wake Up With Hope. You know, it's the start of the weekend, and we are excited to be able to start the weekend with you. You know, today is also Child Care Provider Day, and we want to acknowledge everyone who cares for children. You know, you're special, and God has promised to give you strength as you deal with the little ones who are so precious in His sight.
And as you go into the weekend, we want to encourage you to spend some extra time with God. Instead of first busying yourself with chores and catching up on the much-needed tasks, make spending time with Jesus a priority.
In Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, God has promised that when we seek Him first, everything will fall into place.
Mm-hmm. That is very true. And friends, this weekend is also a wonderful and very special weekend because we're celebrating Mother's Day. And we have a special video to share with you just now.
Think for a minute. Can a woman forget her nursing child? The answer is, unfortunately, yes. We know of some mothers who not only forget, but purposefully reject and despise their children. But it's definitely not the norm. It is not normal, it's not natural for a woman to repel the fruit of her womb. Pregnancy is one of life's events that certainly embodies the meaning of the word extraordinary. However, to forget a nursing child is not only morally wrong, it is biologically painful. A mother's body is so intertwined with the child that she too will suffer from the lack of care. Few people are so familiar to us as mothers, and most mothers will gladly give up their own lives for their children. Perhaps that's why God identifies the way He loves with a mother's love, a sublime, sacrificial, selfless kind of love. And His promise is, even if it happens that a mother forgets her nursing child, He will not forget you. So think for a minute. When things contradict the natural order and derail the course of your life, when circumstances seem inconceivable and unbearable, God will comfort you like a mother comforts her child.
And as Mother's Day approaches, we want to wish a very happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. You know, and I'm going to take this opportunity to say, Feliz Día de la Madre, Mom, I love you.
And happy Mother's Day to my mom as well. Our moms are so special.
They sure are. You know, and if you lost your mother or at this time it brings sad memories, we want to encourage you to focus on the good moments and the blessings you have in Jesus, the one whose love is stronger than even a mother's. So now let's take a look back at what took place on this day in history.
On this day in history in 1970, in Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final, Boston Bruins Bobby Orr secured victory with a winning goal just 40 seconds into overtime against St. Louis Blues goaltender Glenn Hall. Orr's iconic leap into the air, captured by photographer Ray Lucier of the Boston Record American, remains one of the most legendary moments in sports history, immortalized for generations to come.
You know, the story of Bobby Orr's triumphant goal and his iconic leap serves as a powerful reminder that in life, there are moments of unexpected victory waiting for us, even in the face of challenges. And just as Orr's determination and skill led to that decisive goal, our perseverance and faith can lead us to our own moments of triumph. So when you're faced with difficulties, remember to press on with courage and determination, knowing that with perseverance and trusting God's promise in Philippians 4:13, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
Amen. Friends, this morning, Dr. Nerida McKibben from Go Healthy for Good joins us as she shares health news we all need to know.
cannabis-exposed babies have a metabolic hit, blueberries and cranberries for type 2 diabetes, and walnuts for triglycerides. Cannabis-exposed babies face poorer metabolic health, a new study revealed. Researchers looked at 100 women who were pregnant, and 15% of them tested positive for cannabinoids at 27 weeks gestation. After the baby's birth, researchers measured fat mass, fat-free mass, insulin, and glucose levels to assess obesity predictions. Babies who were exposed to cannabis in utero were found to have poorer overall metabolic health. They had higher fat mass, higher fat-free mass, higher adiposity, and high fasting glucose. Along with these effects, exposed children were more likely to have a lower birth weight. Cannabis may not be the only affecting factor, as it's often used alongside tobacco and other substances, and co-use seems even more deleterious to the unborn child. A recent study published by the Journal of Nutrition, Metabolism and Cardiovascular Diseases showed that consumption of blueberries and cranberries can make a positive difference for people with type 2 diabetes. Researchers analyzed previously published studies on the effects of these berries and individuals with and without type 2 diabetes. They found that 7 studies and put them into a meta-analysis to see what blood sugar, insulin resistance, and glycated hemoglobins did in their presence. They found that regular consumption of blueberries and cranberries significantly reduced blood sugar and glycated hemoglobin compared to a placebo. Insulin resistance was unchanged. So let's keep eating our berries, especially if we have diabetes. Walnut consumption in those with metabolic syndrome may be good for their hearts, according to a new study published in the Journal of Pharmacological Research. The researchers analyzed 8 randomized controlled trials of walnut consumption in over 540 participants. Measurements included serum triglycerides, cholesterol, and body mass index. Results from the pooled analysis found a significant improvement in the serum triglyceride levels of participants who consumed walnuts on a daily basis, as opposed to those who didn't. A high level of triglycerides or blood fats accelerates the development of cardiovascular disease. So add a few walnuts to your breakfast. They may cost a little now, but in the long term, they'll pay off. I'm Dr. Nerida McKibben, and that's today's Health News.
If you're enjoying our program, don't forget to visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup and share us with your friends and loved ones.
And subscribe to our YouTube channel to keep up with us.
When we return, we will have Pastor Taj Pakleb inspiring us through nature. Stay with us. At the southernmost tip of this stunning Hawaiian island chain lies a sacred and secluded destination that only a relative few have seen, accessible only via a challenging journey far from the paved paths of convenience. This spot demands more than a standard vehicle. It requires a rugged four-wheel drive to navigate the rocky and rugged terrain. But these rugged roads bring you to a must-see island gem, the secluded beach of Papakolea. Pastor Taj Pakleb takes us there today as he shares a powerful life lesson.
In the most southern point of the beautiful Hawaiian island chain is a sacred spot that only a relative few have seen. It is a hard destination, far from the paved, easy road. In fact, the journey requires more than a standard vehicle to make it. Only a four-wheel drive is tough enough to carry you through the rocky and rugged terrain. But these rugged roads bring you to a must-see island gem, the secluded beach of Papakolea. It is a glorious geological gem. In fact, some people call it the Hawaiian diamond, the green sand beach of Mahana. Yes, the sand doesn't just appear to be green, it is actually green. And there are actually only 4 of these rare green sand beaches in the whole world: Norway, Guam, Galapagos, and here in beautiful Hawaii. These green glassy crystals are actually called olivine. It is a rare mineral that is characterized by its green olive tone. It comes from the surrounding tuffering. Now, tuffering is a geological term that describes a small volcanic cone surrounding a shallow crater. Many years ago, this crater was formed by aggressive explosions triggered by hot lava rocks clashing with the cold liquid ocean. The dramatic explosions blasted fragments of bedrock, minerals, and ash hundreds of feet into the atmosphere. As the particles fell back to the ground, it created this tuffering. And over the years, as the ocean waves clash against this tuffering, erosion takes place. The water washes the lighter black volcanic ash out to sea, but the heavier olivine settles to the ocean floor and is pushed to the shore, creating this rare green sandy beach beauty. It is one of my favorite places in all of Hawaii. And if you're ever blessed to visit, please look, but don't take. Far too much has already been taken from these sacred Hawaiian lands. It's more important for us to preserve and protect these natural wonders so that future generations can enjoy them as well. In order to see the majestic tuffering and walk upon the green sand beauty, you must be willing to traverse the rugged and rocky road. For the way to Mahana Beach is not smooth and easy. There are many obstacles along the way. Rocks to overcome, ditches to avoid, and hills to climb. The way is windy and dusty. But being able to walk upon the glorious green sand beach is worth every step of the journey. And my friends, the journey to heaven is the same way. God never promised that the paths to perfection would always be peaceful. He never said that we would never encounter obstacles. In fact, He said that the way to life would be narrow and difficult. And just like the green sand beach, only few there be that would find it. But though He said it would be difficult, He did promise us that it would be worth it and that He would be with us every step of the way. So go ahead. Venture up the unpaved paths of sacrifice, the rough ways of surrender, the steep hills of humility, and the rocky roads of charity. And as you do, soon and very soon, you will be able to walk upon the green sand of heavenly glory. And on that beautiful celestial shore, you will discover that just like the sands of Papakalea Beach, that the blessings of God cannot be numbered and the love of God cannot be measured, but it will be ours to enjoy throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity.
Gisela Kroll is blessing us now in song this morning as she sings, "Your Love Never Ends."
Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Were diamonds last words to save me in you? Every time I lose my way, you bring me back around. 'Cause you bend, you break. No matter what I do, you love me anyway.
Friends, don't go anywhere. We will have an inspiring message from Pastor Mark Finley just for you after the break.
Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope. Thank you for making us part of your weekend.
It's now time for our devotional thought by Pastor Mark Finley.
Have you ever said something that you wished you would not have said? Have words slipped out of your mouth that you've said, oh, if I could only take that one back? The book of Proverbs gives us some very wise counsel. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 23. Whoever guards his mouth and tongue keeps his soul from troubles. You guard your mouth, you guard your tongue, you keep your soul from troubles. You know, the New Testament expands on this in the book of James. And New Testament comes back talking again about the tongue, about guarding our tongue. James, the third chapter. And it says, we all stumble in many things. This is James chapter 3, verse 2. If anyone does not stumble in the word, he is a perfect man, also able to bridle the whole body. We put bits in horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. Look at ships, though they are so large, are driven by fierce winds. They're turned by a small rudder wherever the pilot desires. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest fire this tongue kindles. The tongue is a fire, a word of iniquity. The tongue is set among our members. It defiles the whole body. It sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire by hell. In other words, guard your tongue carefully, according to Scripture. Now, during the Second World War, the United States government became very concerned about the number of German spies that were operating in America. And they'd send information back to Germany regarding Allied war plans and specific troop and ship movements. To keep them from impacting the war effort, the Office of War Information launched a national campaign around the slogan, "Loose lips sink ships." It was a solemn warning to people not to repeat information that might be damaging and even deadly if it fell into the wrong hands. In the same way, the Word of God warns us against the dangers of gossip. Repeating stories has a way of dividing the body of Christ. Gossip is even able to separate the closest of friends. One of the seven deadly sins on the list of particular abominations to God is that the person who sows discord among the brethren, Proverbs 6, verse 19. God invites you to be an encourager. In Proverbs chapter 25 and verse 11, the Bible talks about not simply discouraging words, but encouraging words. Proverbs 25, verse 11, a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in settings or pictures of silver. Encouraging words. Words that flow from a heart that wants to bless others, to lift the spirits of others up, rather than to tear them down, makes a great difference. John Wesley wrote the following letter from his deathbed to William Wilberforce to encourage him in his prolonged fight against slavery in England. You know, William Wilberforce took a stand against slavery before anybody else very much took it in England. And Wesley wanted to encourage Wilberforce, and Wesley was dying. And he wrote to John Wilberforce words that encouraged, or rather William Wilberforce, he wrote to him words that would be incredibly encouraging to him. And these are Wesley's words in his letter. He says, unless the divine power has raised you up, I see not how you can go through your glorious enterprise in opposing that abominable practice of slavery, which is the scandal of religion, of England, and of human nature. Unless God has raised you up for this very thing, you'll be worn out by the opposition of men and devils. But if God be for you, who can be against you? Are all of them together stronger than God? Go on, my brother, in the name of God and in the power of his might. If God has given you a task, be not weary in well-doing. Wilberforce, reading the dying words of John Wesley, felt hope. He felt encouraged, and he went on to speak again and again in the English Parliament. And finally, the abominable trade of England was reversed. God leads you to be an encourager, to speak encouraging words. They may be by calling somebody on the cell phone, encouraging them and praying with them. They may be writing a little note to somebody to encourage them. You know, one of my heroes of faith is Corrie ten Boom. Corrie ten Boom was in a German Gestapo concentration camp for many, many years in Ravensbrück. And Corrie, in that camp, attempted to encourage others. But Corrie tells a story about her mother. Her mother was an old woman by now, and they were living, of course, in Holland, the Netherlands, living in a little town square in an apartment, two stories up, three stories up in that town square. And Corrie's mother's hands were all gnarled, face wrinkled, hair gray, furrowed brow. And Corrie's mom would sit at the window in a rocking chair, rocking back and forth. They'd lived in that village for many, many years. And Corrie's mom could almost not talk anymore. And she would see somebody walking across the square and say, Corrie, come here, Corrie, Corrie, come here. Corrie, that lady, she lost her husband, he died. Bring her a loaf of bread today. Corrie, that one, that child struggling in school, write him a little note of encouragement today. And Corrie said the thing that encouraged her to be a blessing, even in the prison camp, was the fact that her mother was such an encourager. Her mother was always looking for somebody to be a blessing to, somebody to encourage. Words can either be like a sword that pierces your heart, or words can be like apples of gold and pictures of silver. They can be like the breath of fresh air to you. I was holding evangelistic meetings in London, in England, and we were traveling in every single day to from where we lived in St. Albans, about 40 miles into London, to a place called the New Gallery Center. And this one day, I was just so tired, so weary, wondered if I could walk up the stairs to the third floor to teach my class. I was teaching every morning and preaching every night, visiting people in the afternoon. And as I walked by one room, I looked off to the side and I saw a small group praying. And one of them was Dr. Agatha Thrash, who was there with a group of Bible workers. And the prayers went something like this: Dear Lord, Pastor Marks looks a little tired today, but Lord, give him strength, give him courage, help him be filled with new energy. I will tell you, I bounded up those stairs. Why? Because of words of encouragement. Go out today in your day and look for somebody that you can encourage, somebody that you can bless today, and you will be blessed.
Thank you, Pastor Mark.
And thank you so much for watching Wake Up with Hope. And if you'd like to learn more about us and our Hope Channel family, visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup. You can also share hope with your friends. Again, the website is hopetv.org/wakeup.
And don't forget to join us here on Monday morning. We will start the week off with the Voice of Prophecy's Jean Boonstra sharing a morning devotional. We will also feature an exclusive segment from the Health Connection, and we have a delicious unlayered lasagna recipe from Gia and her sous chefs. We hope you start your new week right here with us.
And if you enjoyed our devotional thought today, please visit hope.study for your free Bible study guides. And before we say goodbye for the week, we want to share with you a Bible promise. And today's promise comes from Mark chapter 5, verse 34.
And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction."
You know, in faith, there is power. There is hope in every sickness, disease, and difficulty. So cling to faith in Jesus today and be at peace.
Amen. Friends, we hope and pray you have a positive and blessed weekend, praising God for His wondrous grace and mercy over us.
Let's pray. Oh, Father in heaven, we pray that the words of Jesus spoken to that woman would be the words spoken to us today, that we would have healing in our lives, that you would lift us up, that you would encourage us, that we would face this day through new eyes and be able to trust that there is a God of hope that is with us every step of the way. In Jesus' name, amen.